Om Shanti. Today's the magic of blessing is, today Baba has given us the blessing, may you become equal to the Father and through your perfect form of a blessed image, grant blessing to everyone. May you become equal to the Father and through your perfect form of a blessed image, grant blessing to everyone. The explanation is, in Bharat especially, goddesses are remembered as beings who grant blessings to everyone. However, only those who become equal to the Father and who remain close to Him become such images that grant blessings. If you are sometimes equal to the Father but not at other times and are just an effort maker for yourself, You cannot then become an image that grants blessings because the Father does not make effort. He is constantly the image of perfection. So when you are equal, that is when you are in your form of perfection, you will then become one who grants blessing. In Bharat especially, goddesses are remembered as beings who grant blessings to everyone. However, only those who become equal to the Father and who remain close to Him become such images that grant blessings. If you are sometimes equal to the Father but not at other times and are just an effort maker for yourself, you cannot then become an image that grants blessings because the Father does not make effort. He is constantly the image of perfection. When you are equal, that is, when you are in your form of perfection, you will then become one who grants blessing. So, today, main basic what Baba is telling is, first what we have to become. First we have to become the image of perfection. So, when we become image of perfection, automatically we become equal to Baba, then automatically we become the image that grant blessing. So first thing is we have to become image of perfection. How to become image of perfection so that we can become equal to Baba and so we can become the image that grant blessing. So how to become image of perfection? For example, image of perfection means we can take the examples of the practical idols, murtis in the temples. For example, Durga, Kali, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Lakshmi Narayan, so Hanuman, Ishtadev, Devitas. So when we see the idols, they are so perfect. There is no flaws or nothing. They are the complete form. So what we should do, how perfectly they are and how complete they look, and how the sculptor has sculpted that perfectly. It's not an easy art. Art of sculpting is not an easy art. So how to become image of perfection? First, what we have to do? First, we have to So there are six steps how to become image of perfection. First step is the visualize our image, whatever image you want, whatever Ishtadev, whatever idol you want to become. First visualize that. Observe that, what are all the perfections required, what are all the qualities required, that we have to visualize. Then we have to draw the line. What is the line? We have to draw the line means it's the our Srimat, what Baba is giving. and that are the maryadas, code of conduct, what Baba has given. So that we have to draw. Like same as the sculptures, like if you have visited Mahabalipuram in Tamil Nadu, you can see how the sculptures, they are sculpting the stones to become a murtis. Initially, the stone will be like a rectangle shape. Over that, they will just visualize and approximately they draw a line. After that, they'll just sculpt the unwanted stones. They just sculpt, then they just add life to that. How to become, like minute sculpting, like the how the eye should look, how the nose, how the lips, how the language of the lips should be, how the body, ears, everything. So minutely they sculpt, they add life to that. Then they keep that murti to the in the temples for puja. Same like that, after visualizing, we should draw our line of Srimat or the draw of code of conduct. This thing we have to line. Then according to that, when we are drawing the line, of course initially it's very difficult. Some people, they feel very difficult to get up in the early morning. And if they are not able to get up, they are listening Murli, but still nothing, we can't do that. So we have to sculpt. When we are coming to the third step, sculpting, according to our line, when we are sculpting ourselves, it's difficult. We have to face some pains. Like now what we see in the Hindi class, we have to make effort, mehnat. We have to do that. It's not that easy. When we do that, then finally we'll become a easy stage. So like that, we have to sculpt that to do things. So to get a perfect image. If the image is imperfect, what we become? Sometimes we'll be equal to Baba. Sometimes we ourselves become effort makers. So we are like imbalance means it shows that our image is imperfect. We are perfect means always will be equal to Baba, always will be granting blessings. So after sculpting ourselves, then what we have to do? We have to attention. Attention means the sculptors, after they are getting the gross structure, then they do the fine works. Fine works like checking to prevent damage, breakage, to bring the good shape of that. Same like that, for that, what attention or what checking we have to do? We have to compare ourselves with Baba. Like each, every thought, every words, every action, we have to see whether what I'm thinking, is it equal to Baba? This is how Baba will think. This is how Baba will do the karma. This is how Baba will talk. So each and every action we have to compare. And we should have a very broad thinking, like how Baba is in an unlimited stage, avyakta stage. We also should go to that stage. So this attention we have to give. And another thing is we should have a clean and clear intellect. Then only we can sculpt ourselves and we can do this attention. If we are not clean and clear, this even to checking, to do the attention thought also we won't get. Just like that, we'll just flow how the day is going, we'll just keep flowing. So we should have that clean and clear. We should pay attention, no waste is there. If we pay attention and checking for this, we can become equal to Baba. And another thing is, like day before yesterday in Vardhan, Baba has told, experience the stage of being immune. We should detach ourselves. Then we can pay attention. We should just stay behind ourselves and we have to watch ourselves. What I'm doing every now and then, for the past 1 hour, like every hourly we have that 1 minute meditation. In that 1 minute, just scan yourself. What are all the thoughts? To whom and all I have spoken? What? How many virtues I have picked up? How many thoughts I have created? Whether how much waste, how much necessary, unnecessary, we have to just scan within 1 or 2 minutes. With that scanning only, we'll become recharged for the next another 1 hour. So this is how we have to pay attention. That is the fourth step. Then the fifth step is we have to add virtues or the quality or the life to that sculpture. What we have sculpted ourselves, we have to add the qualities. Qualities of a goddess. Like Baba has given the Vardhan that become the image of that grand blessings. So goddesses, what are all the qualities or virtues they have mainly? What virtues we require? Tolerance, Harshit Mukhata, Sahan Shakti, Nirmanta, yes. Yes. First thing is we require purity. purity is so much required. First virtue is the purity, then we require compassion and mercy. Then only we can give blessings to them. Third thing is we need maturity about the knowledge. Like in Sunday Murli Baba told, to become charity soul, we should know the opposing soul in what thing they are deprived of. We should know in what thing they are deprived of. Then only we can give the proper thing. It's not like that they are lacking power of tolerance and I am giving power of happiness. Not like that. We have to, if they are lacking power of tolerance, we should grant them the Sahan Shakti. We should give them blessing of the power of tolerance, the right thing. So for that we need a maturity. So for these things, how we can, and benevolence. Baba is so benevolent. We should have that broad, unlimited thinking to benevolent. How much ever, we should not become tired of doing this. Now, okay, this much I have done, blessings, today's account is done, well, let me do tomorrow. Not like that. We should have benevolence. Any time, any moment also, we should be able to do that. Benevolence is required. And equality, no partiality. We should treat everyone equally. Not like that. The souls who are helping me, I'll give them a blessing. The souls who are giving me good price or good words are giving me good feedback, only to them I'll talk. Only if they are doing something to me, then I will do. Not like that. No partiality. Equality should be there. And discrimination and discerning. As I said, we should have the good knowledge, which is right, wrong, where we should give what blessing, that knowledge we request. So we should add these much all virtues to our idols, then we will become equal to Baba. Then only we can grant right blessings. And the last step is frequently charging. So we have sculpted ourselves everything. After the sculptor sculpting the murti, idol, what they are doing, they are keeping it in the temple and they are doing regular pujas, bhajans, mantras, everything. They are keep charging. Then only the continuous flow will be there. Same like that, to make ourselves, we are all living idols. Baba has told we are all Chaitanya Murtis. The how we should be charging. So we should frequently charge from Baba to grant the blessings. So this is how today's Baba's blessing, like how to become image of perfection. By becoming image of perfection, we can become equal to Baba and we can become the images that grant blessing. So today we'll all enjoy this Baba's good golden offer and we all will become image of perfection. Om Shanti.